Politics will update the race in London West. Why was Al Gretzky left off the list in the poll done for Forum Research, lumped in with others? Love to hear your thoughts about the suggestion that Ken Koren has already lost this by-election in London West altogether now. Aww, poor guy. Is he now going to have to rely only on his teacher's pension? Oh, so sad.
Now, London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. London's premier forum for news, views, and up-to-date information. Here's Andy Udman.
It seems like every day, Kathleen Wynne's liberals are apologizing for something they've done to you.
And I am very sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry for that. People of Ontario need to hear that I'm sorry because I am. I am sorry.
Spending scandals, cover-ups, tax increases, rising electricity bills, healthcare delays.
And it's important not just for this issue, it's important going forward. So I'm sorry about this.
What will Kathleen Wynne's Liberals be sorry for tomorrow? Don't wait to find out. In the coming provincial by-election, elect Al Gretzky to be your MPP in London West.
My name is Al Gretzky, and I am your Freedom Party candidate in the provincial by-election in London West.
Elect Al Gretzky, because voting for Al Gretzky means never having to hear.
And I am very sorry. I'm sorry. That's what I'm able to offer.
This message has been paid for by the Freedom Party of Ontario.
Wow. That is a commercial that rocks the boat, I'll tell you, from the Freedom Party. You know, if I were with the Tory party, I would phone Paul McKeever over the Freedom Party and say, Paul, we could not come up with an ad that's more effective than that one. We'll send you a little money on the side. Hopefully it won't look like the whole Duffy thing in Ottawa. And you just keep playing that commercial because that is really going to rock the boat in London West. In fact, maybe it already has. The polls showing that Ken Koren is doing rather poorly, trailing both the Tories and the NDP. Folks, we're going to talk to Paul McKeever from the Freedom Party of Ontario about the latest poll in London West and several other issues. I wanted to do a segment this half hour on politics, and I want to go to London West. Very interesting, looking at the Saturday's Free Press, the headline on the front page, Grits Stall Early. And look at the numbers. Look at the numbers on where the parties line up. Ken Koren thought he was going to come riding in on the white horse. Well, the white horse tripped over Exeter Road and fell right on its chin. The PCs, Ali Chabar leading 36%. The NDP, Peggy Sattler in second place at 29%. And clippity-clop, there's the Liberal horse coming in at 24%. There's the Green at 8%, and there's, I'm just looking for Al Gretzky. Let me see, where's Mr. Gretzky? Mr. Gretzky. I don't see Mr. Gretzky. Why is that? Others, 3%. Others. You know the old country song about Johnny Cash, starring of the show, and many others. Many others, probably the most common star you'll see at various music shows. But others in the political race, no sign of Al Gretzky. Why might that be? 643-1290, if you want to weigh in on what's happening in London West and what's happening to Ken Koren. I just want to share with you a quick clip of Patrick Maloney of the London Free Press, in a conversation we had a few days ago about Ken Koren and all the negative publicity about... Yeah, well, back when I was coaching the Western Mustangs, what do you mean I wasn't coaching the Western? Well, you know, I sort of helped out with one of their coaching teams, yeah. And, of course, I've lived in London all my life. What do you mean I lived in Toronto? Oh, yes, I did live in Toronto for a few years. So I understand that in politics it's hard to remember all of these details. We asked Patrick Maloney about whether that would work. Some of those negative stories to Mr. Koren's favor or against him.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there. His whole point is, hey, you got to know who I am. I want people to know who I am in London. And, I mean, kind of everybody knows who he is now, right, I think. And so is there such a thing as bad publicity? I don't know. And there's this sort of natural cynicism about an August 1st by-election. I mean, people unplug almost literally in the summer, right? They turn off their BlackBerries and laptops. They leave work for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. They leave the city. I mean, what's the voter turnout really going to be like? Are people really paying attention? Because there's lots to pay attention to here in this by-election. There's lots of scandals dogging the Liberals. And so maybe a combination of, you know, lots of early publicity and a sort of a less than fully engaged electorate might be very helpful. You know what I mean?
Well, apparently not. Apparently not. Clippity-clop, the Liberal horse tripped over Exeter Road and fell on its chin. Now, that's not to say it can't get back up again. Joining us this morning, Paul McKeever, who is the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. And, Paul, thank you for waiting, especially through that breaking news this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, happy to be here, Andy.
Paul, let's start with the polls. Mr. Gretzky, I'm looking down the list here, and darn it, I've looked up and down this list several times. Where is Mr. Gretzky?
Well, you know, I've since that poll came out, I've sent a letter to the pollster. We've heard that they've now changed the polling, but the problem was this. A person gets a phone call, usually it's an automated phone call. They give you only the PCs, the Liberals, the NDP, and Green, and then they say other. They don't mention Mr. Gretzky, so you don't know he's running, and you don't know to say that he's the other. So we've asked that he be explicitly included because although the Green fella, and he's a, I've met the fat man, he got 1,100 votes, though, in 2011. 1,100 votes versus Al Gretzky, who had over 21,000 votes in the 2006 federal election running for the Conservatives. So we put a note in to the pollsters. Hopefully they'll notice that that was a grave error because obviously they skewed the results. Those who want a fiscally responsible option basically didn't see it on the ballot or on the poll, and they normally wouldn't just assume that Al Gretzky is other. They'd have to hear the name first. So I think we'll hear it now, at least on the better polls. If you don't hear the name Gretzky in the poll, I'd pretty much ignore the poll.
Now, what's the standard they use? We only have time for the three or four main political parties, and the rest we're just going to lump them together.
No, I think to be fair, I think what they say is, you know, did Freedom Party in the past get better than the margin of error? And the margin of error, depending on the poll, might be between 2% and 5%, something like that. And if no, then they just say, well, since they've never done it before, they'll never do it again. The problem with that, or never do it in the future, the problem with that, of course, is that they're writing the future. They're basically saying, we're not going to tell people that Al Gretzky's in the race. The story comes out in the newspaper. It's a three-way race. Well, of course it is. You've only mentioned three big names. So, you know, it kind of is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we're hoping they'll fix that because Al Gretzky is certainly a beloved fellow within London West. He's a long-standing. He's been there for decades living in the riding. And as I say, he got 21,000 votes running as a Conservative in 2006. We think that he's going to be a big player.
And let's face it, Paul, the way some people vote, they don't even think about parties or platforms or whatever. It's about name recognition. And, if the hockey hero has some spillover effect and you recognize the name Gretzky and it makes you feel good inside, that's got to count for some votes.
It should, and if they meet the man face to face, I can tell you it will be rewarded. The man is a real gem of a fellow. I've known him now for a couple of years. And, you know, his affiliation with the Conservatives, which is ongoing federally, and with Freedom Party has been a pretty good mix. And we extend that offer to the rest of the Conservatives in London West to get with Al on his campaign and make sure that there's a real, true, fiscal, responsible person representing London West in the legislature. And, you know, we're going against this idea that color should be the end-all and the be-all with respect to votes.
You know, well, thank you for the nice segue, because I saw the Daryl Newcombe piece last week, and I thought he did something very creative when it came to this whole issue of Ken Coran, and he was NDP, or was he NDP, and did he work with Peggy Sattler, and now he's running for the Liberals. Like, come on, Mr. Coran, what is your color? And he literally had a color palette in his hand, and he asked Mr. Coran to choose his color.
Right.
And then he did the same with Ali Chabar, who chose the blue, and Peggy Sattler, who did the orange. And then he got to Mr. Gretzky, who didn't simply fall into the question that the reporter was asking him.
No, he said, look, it's not about color. It's about ideas. You know, and his campaign is welcoming people, no matter how they voted in the past, whether orange, red, or blue. Get on with, if you're looking for a fiscally responsible candidate, somebody who's going to say no to continually running deficits year after year, Al Gretzky is the only guy on the ballot. And, you know, the funny thing is in this election, you've got the NDP running all orange, you've got the PCs running all blue, you've got the Liberals running all red, and yet all three of those parties, all three of them, Andy, are saying they're promising to run deficits until 2017 or 2018. the Al Gretzky and Freedom Party are the only ones who've put out a platform, a 2013 opposition budget, which you can read on the freedomparty.on.ca website, which actually shows you how you can balance the budget this year and every year in the future. So Al's running all three colors, orange, red, and blue. He doesn't care where you come from. If you want the fiscally responsible candidate to be the winner, back Al. He backs you.
Okay. Paul, outside of stopping every American driving a Cadillac or Lincoln coming into the province of Ontario and asking them to dump their wallet full of money on the table, how else can you possibly eliminate the deficit in Ontario this year?
Well, we've laid it out, of course, a detailed plan, but the basics of it are this. The essential problem is that health care is growing at too great a pace. It needs to be made a crown corporation. People would still be able to buy OHIP, of course. So that should never be taken off the table, and it should be available to everybody regardless of condition so that we qualify still for a health under the Canada Health Act. However, by moving it off budget, by making it by making OHIP a system that you basically volunteer into, in other words, it's the default position, but you don't have to buy it. You could alternatively buy, say, a Blue Cross that might evolve, or the old system was the doctors had an insurance system back in the 60s. But the idea is you would have choices in which healthcare plan you wanted to buy, and just by doing that one change, Andy, you can balance the budget and while preserving the OHIP system for everyone who needs it.
Okay, Paul, that is such a stunning idea to a lot of people. I want you to walk us through it again, because let's face it, in Ontario we're desperate. The old ideas aren't working anymore, so walk us through that one again and how it would work.
Sure. Well, in 1968, we didn't have OHIP at all. We had a system where you looked at the various health insurers and you bought the one that suited your needs. Whether you only wanted to insure for the big heart attack or you wanted to insure for itchy skin, you could buy the plan that suited your budget and your needs. So we're saying we should basically go back to that system where you can pick and choose. And because you would be into that competitive system, OHIP would be one of the options open to everybody at the exact same price it is right now, which is about $3,600 per year per person. That's how much we're paying right now in our taxes. So that would be the same price. People who wanted to stay in the OHIP system would pay that price each year. People who didn't want to stay in the OHIP system would have the option of moving into any other competitor. And anybody who fell into that poverty line, we've accounted for them as well. There's about 250,000 people on social assistance in the province. And we're saying that we'd create enough savings through this change that they would be taken care of so that, you know, it's not the case that if you're on welfare, you wouldn't have health care. You'd still have health care. So this is a win-win for everybody. And at the same time, it allows you to take a huge portion of the expenditures of the government off of the budget, make it not a tax-funded thing, but rather a service that is paid for like it used to be.
Paul, we're almost out of time. I have to ask you this. In the 30 seconds we have left, and I mean 30 seconds,
yep,
can you simply state the philosophy of the Freedom Party?
Yes. The philosophy of the Freedom Party is, if you think that you should be getting better value for your money, if you think that the government ought to be using a rational approach and balancing the budget year after year, never running a deficit, Freedom Party is the way to go, and your candidate is Al Gretzky in London West.
Terrific. Paul, shameless plug, but that's okay. That's okay. We're okay with that, as long as you tell them who you are and that you approve this message. Anyway, we're coming down to the bottom of the hour, 11:30 news update. When we come back, we're going to...